Welcome in. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a beginner-friendly Raga Cut framework for drum and bass. That urban echo, sound system style delay, plus warm tape-ish grit but still punchy enough that your break and bass stay the main character. By the end, you'll have one solid dry vocal chain, two return tracks for echo and dub space, and a simple arrangement approach so your vocal cuts feel intentional, not just a vocal with a delay on it. Let's set the scene first. Set your tempo to 172 to 176 BPM. Anywhere in there is perfect for rollers, jungle, modern jump up, all of it. Now, give yourself two anchors, a drum loop or break. Even if it's a placeholder and a basic bass, even if it's just a sine or simple res. The point is you're mixing the vocal in context, not in a vacuum. Now import a Raga vocal. This can be a one-shot, a short phrase, or an a cappella line. Put it in arrangement view, because we're going to think like an arranger. Call, response, throw moments. If you like, drop a few locators to label sections like call, response, throw. That tiny bit of organization makes you work faster later. Before we touch any effects, quick coach move, do a 2-minute stag mix, play drums and bass, and set the dry vocal fader so you can understand every word. If it's not intelligible when it's dry, delay and reverb won't fix it. They'll only hide the problem in a cloud. All right. Create an audio track and name it Raga CUTDRY. We'll build the dry chain in this order. Ick, gate, compressor, roar for grit, then utility for gain staging. First device, EQ8. This is cleanup, and it's also making space for DNB. Turn on a high pass filter somewhere around 90 to 140 HE. Lower voices might need closer to 90, brighter voices may be closer to 140. The goal is simple. No low-end rumble competing with your kick and sub. Now listen for harshness. A lot of Raga vocals have bite in the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. Sweep a bell around there, and if it feels like PA screech or it's stabbing the snare and hats, cut a couple dB. Something like -2 to -4 dB is often plenty. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 500 Hz. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to make it thin. You're trying to stop it from stepping on the body of the drums. Next, gate. This is where the cut attitude starts. Set the threshold around -30 dB as a starting point, then adjust until the gaps between words actually go quiet. Attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Here's the teacher tip. The release is your natural versus choppy knob. If the words feel like they're getting clipped in a weird way, lengthen the release. If it feels too messy and open, shorten it a bit. Next, compressor. We want forward, even vocal energy, because DNB is busy. Ratio around 3 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so consonants still punch. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks, and a huge beginner win. If one word is way louder than the rest, don't ask the compressor to do all the work. Click the clip and use clip gain to pull that word down a bit first. Your compression will sound smoother and you'll avoid that pumping grabby feel. Next, roar for warm tape style grit. We're not going for brutal distortion. Think rub texture, thicker mids, slightly worn edges. Pick a soft saturation or warm style. Keep the drive low to moderate, around 5 to 15% as a starting range, and adjust by ear. If the top end starts fizzing, darken it using roar's tone or filtering. And if there's a mix control, use it. Something like 30 to 60% wet can keep your clarity while still adding that tapish thickness. One more coach note here. Keep consonants clean and distort the tail. If the start of each word gets spitty, back off saturation on the dry vocal and plan to add more grit on the delay return instead. That way your T, K, S stays readable, but the echoes sound like they're coming off a worn dub plate. Finally, on the dry track, utility. This is just gain staging discipline. Set it so your vocal peaks land around -6 dB on the channel meter. Not because it's a magic number, but because your returns will behave more smoothly when you're not slamming them. Now we build the fun part. The return effects. Create return track and name it Urban Echo. This is your rhythmic delay engine. First device on Urban Echo, Echo. Turn sync on. For time, start with 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. At DNB tempo, 1/8 feels driving and direct. 1/8 dotted has that skippy jungle bounce. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Enough repeats to feel hype, not so much that it turns into a blurry fog. Keep modulation subtle. This is where the tapeware vibe comes from, but we want warm drift, not seasick wobble. And keep stereo on for now, but don't get obsessed with width yet. In DNB, two wide delays can smear the groove. Next device, AQ8 on the return. This is non-negotiable. High pass the delay around 200 to 350 Hz, and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. What you're doing is pushing the echo behind the dry vocal and out of the way of the snare, hats, and bass. This is how you get dub without losing punch. Next, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Then lower the output to match. This is that printed feeling, like the repeats were recorded to tape instead of living as clean digital copies. Optional next. Auto filter. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Then add a tiny envelope amount so louder words open the filter slightly. This is a cool sound system trick. The echo reacts to performance dynamics, like the system is breathing with the MC. Now return track P. Name it dub space. This is a short, dark reverb that adds air without washing your drums. Add hybrid reverb. You can use algorithmic for a classic, simple vibe, or a darker impulse response if you have one you like. Decay around 1.0 to 1.8 seconds. Keep it tight. Pre-delay, 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal stays up front before the reverb tail appears. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Then add a compressor after the reverb. Light settings. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This controls reverb bloom so your snare doesn't disappear behind a cloud. Now routing and workflow. The throw technique. Go back to your Raga CUTDRY track. Set send A, the urban echo, to a gentle default like -20 to -12 dB. And send B, dub space, around -24 to -16 dB. But here's the real secret. Don't leave them on constantly. DNB loves intentional throws. Pick the end of a phrase, like the word selecta, or any last word that feels like punctuation. Automate send a so it jumps up just for that word. For example, go from minus infinity up to maybe -6 dB for a quarter bar to a full bar, then snap back down. Do the same with reverb occasionally, but treat reverb like seasoning. A little air on a moment, not a permanent wash. This is how you get that classic Raga Cut vibe. The dry vocal stays punchy, and the effects appear like gestures. Now let's make it feel like jungle, not just a vocal line. Chopping option A, super beginner friendly. Duplicate the vocal clip, then split it on key syllables using controller CMD plus E. Delete some pieces, move others, create a call and a response. Don't be afraid of silence. Silence is part of the rhythm in DNB. Option B, a gate style rhythmic cut. You can add a second gate after the EQ and tweak hold and release tighter, or even automate the threshold for rapid in and out patterns. But keep it musical. If the words become unreadable, you've gone too far. Arrangement idea you can steal immediately. Bars 1 to 8. Keep it sparse. Teasing. Bars 9 to 16. The drop. Add cuts every 2 bars and a throw every 4 bars. Every 16 bars, do a bigger throw, like a 1/4 delay into a drum fill. That's classic structure with minimal material. Now one more key to staying clean. Sidechain, so drum staking. If your echoes clutter the snare, put a compressor on the urban echo return. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus or snare track as input. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of ducking when the snare hits. What you get is this. The echo is still hype, but it politely steps back on the snare transient, so your break keeps its punch. Quick troubleshooting. The most common mistakes. If feedback is too high, you'll blur the groove. If you didn't EQ the delay return, it'll fight your drums and bass. If you oversaturate the dry vocal, you'll get harsh fizz instead of warm grit. If you leave sends up all the time, the mix turns into an echo blanket. And if gain staging is messy and the vocal is too hot, your returns will distort in an ugly way. Here are a few pro-style upgrades that are still totally beginner accessible. First, solo check your return sometimes. Solo urban echo and dub space for a second. If you hear low-end rumble or harsh hiss, fix it there. Mod multiplies on returns. Second, if you're unsure, high pass the returns higher than you think. In DNB, 250 to 500 Hz high pass on the delay return is often the difference between huge and clean and why is my mix suddenly small. Third, control width. Put utility on urban echo and pull width down to like 60 to 90%. You can keep the movement without making the whole mix feel smeared. Fourth, DIY tape wobble on the echo. After echo, add a very gentle chorus ensemble or a super tiny detune with shifter. Keep it extremely subtle. The goal is mechanical drift, not obvious chorus. And one performance-focused trick. B. Build a throw control. Group the devices on Urban Echo, then map a few macros, echo feedback, an EQ or filter frequency, saturation drive, and return volume. Now your throw is an instrument. Darker, longer, louder, dirtier, all from 4 knobs. Let's wrap with a fast practice exercise you can do right now in 10 to 15 minutes. Take one ragga phrase, 2 to 4 seconds. Chop it into 3 pieces, the main call, a short ad-lib, and the last word. Place them across 8 bars like this. Bar 1, the call. Bar 3, the ad-lib. Bar 4, the last word with a 1/8 dotted throw. Bar 8, the last word with a bigger 1/4 throw into a drum fill. Automate send A only on the last word each time. Then export a quick bounce and listen at low volume. If you can still understand the vocal at low volume, while the drums and bass feel strong, your balance is working. Recap so you remember the framework. Your dry vocal chain is EQ into gate into compressor into roar into utility. Return A is Urban Echo, echo into EQ into saturator, with optional filtering and subtle modulation. Return B is dub space, hybrid reverb into light compression. And the core technique is throws, automate sends, keep the returns filtered, and sidechain the echo return if the drums need more room. If you tell me your target vibe, like 90s jungle, modern jump up, or deep rollers, and whether the vocal is bright or dark, I can suggest exact delay note values and a simple 16-bar vocal script that fits your style.